Thank you for joining me on this podcast, where I will talk just generally about the new fifth edition of Gerontological Nursing Competencies for Care. I'm Dr. Kristen Mock, the editor and author of some chapters of this book. So some things I wanted to point out both to students and instructors are how the book is organized. So this book is divided into sections that follow the AACN and Hartford Foundation Institute's competencies, recommended baccalaureate competencies, and curricular guidelines for the nursing care of older adults. And there are 19 gerontological nurse competency statements that are part of this book, and they provide the framework. So if you use this book, this text in your course, you should be addressing all of the competencies because they are mapped to the chapters. So for instructors, you can look at the chapters and see which competencies are covered under each of those sections and each of those chapters. The text is designed to be user-friendly and pretty comprehensive. There's several features that we include that should appeal to students, and I'm really happy about our clinical insights that appear throughout the text in the different chapters. So for each chapter, though, you will see learning objectives, some key terms that appear in a glossary, and they're highlighted in the chapter. We have these clinical insights, as I mentioned. There's tables to summarize key points. We have boxes that highlight interesting information. We have boxes that have research highlights and evidence-based practice boxes and guidelines. There are quite a few original photographs. There are pictures and diagrams and drawings, and we try to include some web exploration and links in each of the chapters as well. Then at the end of each chapter, there are some clinical reasoning exercises that are very helpful for instructors or faculty to use in their courses. And following those are personal reflection exercises, which are more for the students just to, you know, kind of muse on in their own time. And there are also case studies with questions that you can use for class. There are resource lists, references, recommended readings, and as I stated before, a glossary. So there's several sections to this book, and the first unit is on the foundations of nursing. And I'm not going to go through each chapter, but just to give you a little bit of idea what's in the unit one, it's an introduction to gero nursing. There's a chapter on the aging population. We've still included theories of aging and also a hefty chapter on the review of aging of physiological systems. This chapter may be more at a graduate level. It's quite detailed. And so you can kind of pick and choose what chapters you want for whatever program you happen to be teaching in. I do know this text has been used in the past by both undergraduate and graduate programs. Unit 2 talks about teaching and communication with older adults, assessment. There's a good chapter on assessment. There's a unit on health promotion, disease prevention and risk reduction that has some new content. There's quite a few new authors in this latest edition, but we still include a lot of the same information. Towards the latter half of the text, there are some more significant changes where we have deleted some chapters and beefed up some others and kind of moved content around. So some of the readings, if you've used the edition before this, you may have to update in your course shells. We still include a very large chapter on illness management of common illnesses and diseases and health conditions. We kept that in the book, even though it's more like the med-surg kind of content. We would expect, just so students don't have to go to another textbook, but we do assume when they get to this textbook that they do have some general med-surg knowledge already. So it's not a beginning or freshman textbook. There's a good chapter on nursing management of dementia, and then a whole unit on geriatric syndromes that includes polypharmacy. And I would remind readers and instructors that there's about 30 authors of the different chapters in this book and that they're interprofessional. So we have a PharmD who's helped co-author the polypharmacy chapter. We have a chapter on falls, on delirium, anxiety, depression, urinary incontinence, an excellent chapter on sleep disorders that has multiple authors and is very detailed, a chapter on swallowing issues and malnutrition, pressure ulcers, and then a unit on leadership and responsibility. And integrated is the information and healthcare technology piece into various chapters. Then there's also a unit on gerontological care issues such as culture and spirituality, sexuality, elder abuse and mistreatment, pain management with alternative health modalities, and a wonderful chapter on disaster preparation with some of the new COVID information in there. And then a very thorough chapter on end-of-life care and also system models and health policy. So I hope that you'll find this book helpful. My desire with this textbook is that nursing students would be well prepared to care for older adults, as we know that population is increasing and changing, and not just in the U.S., but globally. I'm so happy that you are considering or are using this text already in your program. Thank you so much.